Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are New Mexico independent film producers Terry Borst and Claudio Rubin to talk to us about the film industry in New Mexico. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. What does the film industry mean to New Mexico?
Oh, it's a great question, I think it means a number of different things. One of them is the opportunities for economic development, and tied in with that is kind of an advancement of creative industries here in New Mexico. And as we look for broadening our economy, and particularly for being able to hold on to a younger population and strengthen overall there what's possible here in New Mexico, I think the film industry really contributes to broadening kind of just the diversity of what we can do with the economy in New Mexico, and broadening kind of the cultural perspectives in New Mexico as well.
And Claudio, both of you have been up in northern New Mexico. You're both based in Santa Fe?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the film industry in northern New Mexico has been around for nearly 20 years and now growing in southern New Mexico.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the film industry has been growing exponentially in northern New Mexico, and that's also having a ripple effect and bringing a lot of folks down to southern New Mexico, and that's why we're here. I've been involved with the film industry since 2001, and seeing this growth of the film industry and the tax incentives and how they've really strengthened the industry here and given a lot of people an opportunity to practice their crafts and their artistic skills in the film world.
And Terry, what is it you bring to the film industry? You're a screenwriter.
Right. And most of my career spent in Los Angeles as a working screenwriter across films, television, and video games. The Santa Fe University of Art and Design invited me to come out to teach screenwriting in their program almost a decade ago. Great experience, and that's really what brought myself and my wife out here to New Mexico. And of course, it's a great place to be, and we're thrilled to be advancing filmmaking here in this state.
And especially here in Las Cruces in the borderland area.
Yeah, it's fantastic down here. I mean, we came down here about a year and a half ago to scout locations for the screenplay that Terry wrote. And we were just fell in love with Las Cruces, the warmth of the community, the people, and the landscapes. And that's where our film is a road trip movie, and the landscapes down here really fit very well. And they're underutilized. I mean, not a lot of productions have come down here to take advantage of the beauty, and we want to be one of the first to do that.
What screenplay is it that you wrote, Terry?
Well, as I said, it really spans their independent film and small films in the 1980s and 1990s. I worked for multiple seasons on a British television series called Bugs, which was sort of a cross between Mission Impossible and the very old English Avengers show, kind of a spy show. So I worked on that for a number of years, worked on a variety of video games including two of the classics from the 90s, Wing Commander 3 and Wing Commander 4. So it's been, a broad scope of work that I've done to, keep paying the rent and have some fun at the same time.
And there is a new film that you're down here to promote?
Yes. So the film is called Two Way. Terry wrote the screenplay for the film, and we were working together at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And he approached me and said, hey, Claudio, would you be interested in reading the script and producing this film? So I said, okay, I'll take a look at it. I read the script. I fell in love, and we pressed go, and here we are.
So why did you choose southern New Mexico as the setting?
Well, that started actually as we were beginning to think about potential locations in New Mexico. And we reached out to Senator Steinborn to see what the possibilities were in Las Cruces. And initially what attracted us were the possibilities of additional incentives here in the city and the region aside from the state incentives that exist. But as Claudio has already alluded to, one of the things we really fell in love with here once we began scouting was, in fact, the uniqueness there of the locations. And it really brings a fresh look to the film because of the fact that there hasn't been anywhere near as much shooting in southern New Mexico. So I think the combination of the additional incentives that are now in place here in southern New Mexico, but as well with, as Claudio talked about, how embracing the community has been here, the vibrancy and energy that exists in Las Cruces are all reasons that we're here. We're really excited, both of us coming out of an educational background as well, in being able to reach out to New Mexico State, to Doña Ana, to be able to involve students and really continue to build out the infrastructure here in Las Cruces.
And I see that New Mexico State University is a character in the film. How is that?
So part of the story is a road trip, as Claudio had already mentioned, and one of the two lead characters in the film has just gotten a new position at New Mexico State University. And so they are relocating from Los Angeles to Las Cruces. And so in a sense there, the university is a character in that it's the genesis for the action of the entire story and the ultimate destination. And what happens, of course, in the film is a chance encounter winds up kind of leading to a series of surprises where the couple discover new things about their marriage and even thinking about the entirety of the rest of their lives.
Maybe staying here in Las Cruces.
Well, that we keep, I think, is a mystery until the very end.
It's a mystery what happens along the way. You have to watch the movie.
Well, let's talk about funding. That's something very important. You briefly talked about incentive programs for New Mexico, what the film industry brings. How about here in southern New Mexico?
I mean, when you approach a film, especially with an indie film, there's several avenues to funding for a project. So one classic is like having private investors involved. You can have product placement. You can have crowdfunding. The tax credits play a role. In-kind donations and public-private partnerships. So there's multiple streams that can feed into funding the film. And we're trying to tap, we are tapping all of those to raise the money that we want to produce down here at the end of the year. The crowdfunding campaign obviously is one of those elements, and we're looking to involve the community of Las Cruces as we're investing in Las Cruces to get behind the film and support the making of this beautiful story.
And what is crowdfunding? Why do you call it that?
Well, that's been something that's been established in the last half dozen or years or so online, where various platforms, Indiegogo, GoFundMe, Kickstarter are all examples of these platforms where people can come aboard any kind of project. It might be the launch of a new product. GoFundMe, sometimes, something happens to people and can they get helped out? Or in our case with the community and the public at large being able to contribute to the funding of a film. I think that's what's really important for our particular project, is that it is 100% independently financed. We do not have Netflix coming in. We don't have Sony coming in, writing a check for anything. So in order to make this happen, as Claudio talked about, we're looking at various funding streams, but we are really excited about the possibility of asking the community to come be a part of this, be part of our team and help make this happen. And the benefits of it in the long run are that you're really promoting your city, your community, your region, promoting more opportunities for young people here in Las Cruces, and creating a broader, cultural environment where the next film can come in, and the next film can come in, and the next film can come in. And that's, what happened a lot in Santa Fe and Albuquerque over the past dozen years plus. As you do one, the next one comes, and then the next. So that's part of what we're about here.
And how can people find out more? Do you have a specific website?
Yeah, absolutely. There's several different places to find us. So we've got our website, 2waythemovie.com. That's with the numeral 2, so 2waythemovie.com. In addition, you can find us on social media. Our handle is 2waythemovie. Again, that's with the numeral 2. So type that in into Facebook, into Twitter, into Instagram. You'll find us. And in just days, June 24th, we are actually going to launch our campaign on Indiegogo. If you type in 2way there, put a little hyphen between 2 and way, you will find us, absolutely, starting June 24th on Indiegogo. But if you go to any of those social media sites or head to our website and sign up, you'll get the information about how to get to Indiegogo, how you can contribute to our campaign. You'll find out a ton more about our film, about the people who are involved with it. We really want to emphasize that this is 100% New Mexican. And we're really excited about that aspect of it. And you can find out lots more at any of these locations.
And what about employment? You're going to be hiring people already?
There'll be opportunities for the local film crew to be in the film, to be participating on the in pre-production and during production. There'll be opportunities for people to be extras and potentially even actors in the film. So there's definitely an opportunity for the Las Cruces and Southern New Mexico artistic community to be involved with the making of this film.
So these sites that you gave me, these are where people can find out more information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, and also get, once you get into the Indiegogo campaign, we have some amazing perks, whether it's being an extra on set for a day or being on set for a day or being able to say action on the first day of filming. So we have a number of different incentives and opportunities for people to benefit from being involved with the campaign.
Just to follow up a little bit more on that, to contribute enough money and you can come aboard as an executive producer on Two Way. That it takes a fair amount in terms of getting there, but there are all kinds of ways. Yeah, exactly. But what's really important in terms of that, the contributions, there's no such thing as a contribution that's too small. Our incentive levels start at $10. And you know what? That counts. You are part of our team. And what you'll find out when you sign up with us on Indiegogo or head to our social media sites is that we are incredibly appreciative of everybody who contributes $10, $25, $50, and more. So we'd love everybody to find out more about what we're doing.
So the pre-launch is going to be held online then, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a physical launch date?
There, well, not really. You know, it's all done online. And June 24th, again, is going to be where we're going to pre-launch on Indiegogo. And then the launch of the campaign will follow up 30 days later, which will be July 22nd. And then the campaign will move across the summer. So there's time, but it really helps us actually for that very first day of the launch on July 22nd to see a lot of contributions that first day. That helps raise the visibility of the campaign. So we're hopeful people can dive in right away and contribute some.
And now you've met with the city council. Mm-hmm. You've met with here in Las Cruces. How is the community receiving you?
It's been really wonderful, actually, just being down here with the public sector, the private sector, the Film Las Cruces team. Everybody's been so open and warm and welcoming of having this project down here. So, and I think for us, we work so hard as independent producers, hours and hours and hours. To know that you're welcomed and appreciated in a community is a big deal.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming down and talking to us about this new independent film, Two Way. We'll learn more about this road trip, where it starts, where it ends, as the days go on, right, as you start filming as well. Maybe we'll have a follow-up. Terry Borst and Claudio Rubin, thank you again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.